This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een. Amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, after being here for the last few days in Masjid Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem and in these blessed places, Alhamdulillah, I just want to give a quick roundup. And the whole purpose of this is to actually encourage all those brothers and sisters who live in countries that would be allowed to come and visit here without too much difficulty. So the whole purpose of this is just to encourage you, because yes, there was difficulty for us at the airport. Numerous people think that because there's so many problems here that it's scary to go there. But Alhamdulillah, if you listen to the Palestinians, they get so excited and so happy and so satisfied when people from other countries, they come here. In fact, inshallah, for the people from the West, they love the people from the West because we're allowed to go and people do come here. Yes, there's difficulty. We had to spend between some, the older folk, they got inside very quickly at the airport in Tel Aviv. Many of the brothers had to stay around for, brothers and young sisters had to stay around for about 4 hours. But by about 6 to 6.5 hours, alhamdulillah, we were all out. Yes, that was difficult, but getting into these lands has never been easy. Musa alayhi salam had to wait for, his people had to wait for 40 years to get back. 40 years to get inside. In fact, Musa alayhi salam didn't even make it inside. And that's why the hadith mentions that he wanted to then die at least a stone throws away, and thus he died, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I can actually point out his grave to you, which is by this red hill. So it's never been easy for anybody, but alhamdulillah, one thing is that we've got mashallah many older men and women with us, you know, people who get tired after walking a bit and so on and so forth. But alhamdulillah, once you get inside, the facility of the hotels, decent food is decent, alhamdulillah, and you go into the masjid. For foreigners, they don't hassle you too much at all once you get inside. It's only a bit of hassle at the airport. Otherwise, as long as you behave yourself, there's actually no hassle whatsoever. So alhamdulillah, for example, today we went to Jericho, we went to Baytul Laham, and the Mufti of Baytul Laham, which is Bethlehem, took us around and showed us the number of places that are of significance there. And we went to then one of the oldest inhabitations in the world, which is Jericho, that is below sea level. We quickly passed through the Dead Sea, and we went past a place called Qumran, but we didn't go there. That's where the Dead Sea Scrolls were found. And we saw a number of other places, the Maqam of Musa alayhi salam. That's not where he's buried, but he passed by there, or he was there, and that's why they've made a special kind of spot there with a masjid and so on and so forth. And now we're actually on Mount Olives. And actually behind me, you can see this wonderful picture of the whole of Masjid Al-Aqsa. I just want to clarify something very quickly. Many of us think that Masjid Al-Aqsa is this building only on the extreme left of this enclosed wall city. The enclosed wall city all the way around, that's Old Jerusalem. And this top part here that extends from these walls here all the way to the back, to the end of those trees, that is all Masjid Al-Aqsa. So within this whole Masjid Al-Aqsa, they've got this building at the front, which is called the Qibli Mosque. That is generally known today as Masjid Al-Aqsa. And then you've got the Dome of the Rock. Now, I know anytime the Dome of the Rock is shown, people get a bit upset that why do they keep showing Dome of the Rock. But Dome of the Rock was the first building here, and it was Umar radiallahu anhu that actually cleaned this spot out, because the Christians, they have the Holy Sepulchre Church, which is actually behind you. It's very difficult to make it out from here, but it's behind there with those two main domes out there. That's what they had all built up, and this entire area was just a rubbish dump. So Umar radiallahu anhu came and he asked, where should I clear a spot and start the place of a masjid. So initially Ka'b al-Ahbar, who was with him, he suggested that he do it behind the rock. The rock is under the Qubbatu Sakhra, under that dome. That's where the rock is. It holds very great significance among a number of different people. So he said there, but Umar radiallahu anhu said, no, I'm going to make it at the front. Because Ka'b al-Ahbar's idea was that if you make the masjid behind the Dome of the Rock, then you'll be facing to the to the rock and to Makkah Mukarrama. So Umar radiallahu anhu said to him that you still have some Yahudiyat in you, that you want to do that. So he started it off towards the front. These buildings obviously are from later times, Abdul Malik ibn Marwan's time, the Marwanid times, but this whole thing is a masjid. So initially when you would come into any of those gates of the masjid, you'd have to take your shoes off straight away. Now they don't make you do that, but all of that, anywhere in that is the masjid. So that needs to be clearly understood, that the whole place has a lot of significance down there. And mashallah, as you can see, there are issues that take place, but we met an imam in a place called Halhul yesterday, where Yunus alayhi salam was supposed to have stopped there and stayed there for a whole year. Mashallah, if you heard this story of this imam, you know, you'd be crying because of how, you know, fortunate we are, because it really hit home to most of us. He said that he has not been able to come and visit Masjid al-Aqsa, even though it is just less than an hour's drive away. He hasn't been able to visit Masjid al-Aqsa for 25 years. And he says, I can't even expect to go now, because number one, they don't give permission for people in the West Bank to come unless they're over 50. And if you have a record where you've been in prison before for anything, then you can't ever get that permission. So for 25 years, he has not been to Masjid al-Aqsa. Right? Now, alhamdulillah, the adhan of Maghrib is just started, so inshallah we are going to go to pray. Jazakumullah khairan. Really encourage you all to try to come and visit this beautiful place. Jazakumullah khairan.